It's 93.1 The Border. I'm Jonathan Price, and today is National Indigenous Peoples Day, and we want to talk about why education when it comes to our First Nations people is so important. We have Brent Tucheny on the phone with us, the CEO of Seven Generations Education Institute, to talk about and to celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning.
I know that there are many programs within Seven Generations Education Institute that give Indigenous people opportunity, but it also is a place where they can learn about their own culture, and that's obviously incredibly important on a day like today. Can you talk a little bit about why the education in that sense continues to be so important today and every day?
I think what's important to note here is that with National Indigenous Day, I think it really means learning from our communities, learning from our knowledge keepers and elders, some of the histories and traditions, and celebrating these things together. I think with Seven Generations, we're closed for the day, it's a national holiday, but we encourage all of our folks, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, to join in various celebrations because a lot of our communities and other organizations put on great events. It's a shared history. It's not something that we should be looking at it, well, this is just a day for our First Nations or Indigenous people to celebrate. It should be for everybody. And I know in school boards, they recognize and do some different things during this day. But I think in order to move forward, I think what's really important is that it shouldn't be just limited to one day. It should be a day to celebrate, but it's an ongoing thing with everybody to just respect and understand the diversity of each other and be able to just learn and have fun doing it with each other.
Brent, what would be your message on a day like today to the Indigenous people in our community about how they can maybe get more in touch with their culture?
I'm not by any means an expert on culture, traditions, but I think what's important is you celebrate this with families on our communities, getting together, whatever that may be, if there's a celebration, powwows, or some types of traditional teachings or ceremonies, or even just a fun day riding on the lake with your family and enjoying that day. Those are all important parts for our First Nations communities to just be communities, be families, and celebrate this day together.
As you say together, and it's something you touched on a moment ago, what would be your message to people, you know, quite frankly, who look and sound like me? You know, I'm not Indigenous, but I think we've got a dialogue going now more than ever where people like myself want to acknowledge and want to know more about the Indigenous history of our country. What would you say to somebody like myself on a day like today?
I would say there's so much to it. There's obviously the rich histories and traditions and teachings that are out there, and there's also the negative and the dark side of our history too. And I think understanding and acknowledging that in order to move forward, and how do you help promote more respect and more understanding within the non-Indigenous community for our First Nation communities and for our Indigenous people. It's really important that we share all that's good from both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people and all the good things that we can do together. And I think that's where if we're able to just put differences aside and have an open mind and open heart to listen to each other and to acknowledge and to understand and to have fun. I think one of the most important things that you have to do is have fun doing it. From our First Nation communities, Indigenous people, humor and having fun is so important when you're learning. And those are things that I think that, you know, a lot of people feel, I don't want to make a mistake and all that. Well, hey, everybody makes mistakes in their life, and it's about trying and being there in your mind to be able to just have a great day, whether you're sitting with elders or knowledge keepers or just friends from our Indigenous communities. It's all good things.
And I think today is a perfect opportunity to acknowledge the very negative part of our collective history, but as you said, to celebrate all of the positives that exist in our Indigenous communities, in our country, and to come together, right?
Exactly. Being fortunate enough to work for an organization like Seven Generations Education Institute and being able to be part of numerous communities and all the rich histories and traditions and knowledge that they share with the people, those things you can't find on the internet. Being there in person and being able to just be part of things and listen and celebrate with our elders and with our knowledge keepers. I would like every non-Indigenous person in Canada to be able to have that opportunity. And I think if that was able to happen, I think you would see a lot more movement, a lot more traction, so all of Canadians have equal opportunity in this world. If I'm really hoping and praying for something, that would be great if everyone could have that access to our elders and knowledge keepers.
And if you can't spend time with elders and knowledge keepers today, if you can't do something to acknowledge National Indigenous Peoples Day today, there's always opportunity. And I think that's why I wanted to reach out to somebody from the education sector in an organization like Seven Generations Education Institute to know that this knowledge is there for people to learn from and to grow from any day.
Exactly. I think this is a day that we acknowledge it and celebrate, but there's 364 days left to continue to do that. You don't have to just keep it to one day and then you move on. I think it's important that you keep wanting to learn and wanting to do things better in life. And I think that's maybe the message from this. Acknowledge a day, have some fun, but keep it going.
Brent Tucany on National Indigenous Peoples Day, the CEO of Seven Generation Education Institute. Some wonderful things to think about. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me this morning, and appreciate all that you and every other educator you're involved with does in our community.
Miigwech, and thanks very much for the opportunity.